Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 13th, 2008. Let me say at the outset that we are aware that we have a very severe sound problem with the computer we're using. We use a laptop when we're on the road. We're in Myrtle Beach preparing these messages in our hotel room, and I've noticed that there is a very annoying feedback sound all through the message, the vocal part of the message. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we want to once again today, hopefully, encourage you. Thank you for taking a few minutes to listen. Today's message is titled, Rich Toward God. The scripture text is a portion of a story that Jesus told in Luke 12, 20 and 21.
But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God."
Yesterday, I took a long walk along the beach and returned on the first road parallel to the ocean, which passes scores of high-rise vacation condos. I was dressed in rather scraggly but comfortable clothing, not expecting to see anyone I knew and certainly not interested in impressing anyone. A man who had the appearance of one who might be homeless approached me and said, "It's nice to meet a rich man." We engaged in a brief conversation where I learned his name was Carl. His words came as quite a surprise, but also seemed like a golden opportunity for a witness. I responded, "Yes, I am indeed rich in Jesus." We shared for a few more minutes a spiritual perspective on riches, and I gave him a track card. I have no idea what motivated his greeting, but it sure got me thinking. I suppose I might be rich in comparison to him, since riches are so relative. I am certainly rich in this world's goods, as are virtually all listening to this message in comparison to those living in many regions of the world. I've long been intrigued by the daily text and have written and preached on it several times throughout my ministry years. But today I want to especially focus on the phrase, rich toward God. The main character in the text was not rich toward God. He did not use his resources for God, but instead selfishly built bigger barns for himself. I need to consider, am I a kingdom builder or a barn builder? Am I rich toward God or rich in this world's goods?
Being rich toward God is a form of wealth entirely different than all worldly measurements. Actually, I'd be pretty certain without naming names that many of the famously rich in this world are not at all rich toward God. I'm equally certain that there are many who live their lives in relative obscurity with little of this world's goods who are truly rich toward God.
What's your fundamental outlook on life today? Are you storing up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal? That's a statement from Christ. Or are you storing up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal? Today, let us commit ourselves to being rich toward God. Let us seek first His kingdom. Let us build our lives on the solid rock of Christ and be like the person whom Jesus called the wise man. When the torrential storms beat upon the houses built by human hands, they're likely to perish. But when our hearts are shaped by the divine hand of God, the storms of life cannot destroy that which is imperishable.
Let's pray together. Jesus, help us to hear your words and obey them. When the rains fall, the floods rise, and the winds blow, we may be shaken, but we will not crash. For our hope is in the one who walks on water and calms the tempest seas. Jesus, you are the solid rock upon which we stand when all other ground is sinking sand. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are looking out of our window. We're on the 8th floor of a beautiful hotel room surrounded by glass looking out upon the ocean. And it's kind of a stormy day today. We've had beautiful weather and are supposed to tomorrow as well. And Friday, we leave back to Pennsylvania on Saturday, where they're getting quite the harsh weather there. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several pictures up today. Picture of seashells. We've enjoyed walking along the beach, and since it's not very crowded, finding lots of shells. Also have a picture of some friends that stopped by, amazingly, last night at 11 o'clock to have dinner with us. They drove all the way from Columbia, South Carolina. Some folks we met up in Pennsylvania last year in a retreat where we spoke. And it was a blessing to meet them. And we tell the story today of our experience Monday night at the Dixie Stampede when I got to be the star for a few moments. And actually won a medal I showed yesterday in a rather unique horseshoe throwing contest. We tell the story on the website today. Again, this is the message dated Wednesday, the 13th of February, 2008. Our website, dailyencouragement.net, and that's where those pictures will be. Have a blessed day today. Above all, continue to serve Jesus Christ. And to use the phrase from our title today, seek to be rich toward God.